Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Women are systematically shut out from jobs in the green energy industry, including the growing fields of solar and wind. That's according to an investigation by the non-profit newsroom, The Fuller Project. Now, for the first time in nearly three decades, the federal government is proposing that companies report every month how many women and people of colour are working on federally funded construction projects. Let's bring in Hanisha Harjani. They're a reporter and a Poynter Koch Media and Journalism Fellow with The Fuller Project. Hi, Hanisha. Welcome back to Here and Now.
Hi, Deepa. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So your investigation uncovered that nearly three decades of data on women in construction is missing. Now, this might seem really wonky to some people, data on who's getting employed. Tell us, Hanisha, why does this matter? What do you think we learn from knowing the gender makeup of the green energy industry?
Well, I mean, when we think about all of the investments that the government, especially the Biden administration, has been making into wind and solar and renewable energy, those are our tax dollars funding those jobs, funding those projects. And it's important to know that the money that we're giving to these infrastructure projects are being given to Americans equitably. We want to know if women and people of color are getting the same opportunities as men and white Americans.
And your investigation found that women make up just 31% of clean energy jobs. You conducted your investigation without reliable data from the federal government. But these numbers, the 31%, that hasn't changed much since President Obama promised 5 million green jobs back in 2008. Tell us what else your analysis revealed about the gender gap.
I think for me, it really illuminated the reason why we haven't seen more movement towards equality in this sector. If we did have more consistent reporting since the 90s on who is getting employed and what the rates of employment are in federal construction jobs, perhaps there would have been more women working in this field, more people of color working in this field.
And you spoke with women in solar and wind industries. What did they say about women being largely shut out of the industry?
Yes, I talked to Riley Nejebauer, who is a solar installer and who also runs the group Solar for Women. She has been working in this field for quite some time, but she's experienced a lot of microaggressions. She's had people on her job sites ask her if her boss is her husband. She's had people do double takes when they see a woman on the job site carrying tools. And she's also experienced things that are more detrimental to her career. For example, she, in one of her previous positions, she was forced into the office to do administrative work when she really should have been out in the field installing. And to become a licensed installer, you need a certain amount of hours in the field. So when she was being pushed into the office to do administrative work, she was missing out on key experience to really progress in her career.
You know, I have to say, Hanisha, I mean, it just kind of smacks of, I don't know, the 1950s. I'm wondering, what would it take? How does having more demographic data from federal contractors, do you think that will solve this problem?
We need data to know where we are so we can set goals to do better. If we had collected this data since the 90s, there would have been more information on the kinds of diversity programs that women in construction need, that people of color in these jobs need in order to really feel like they can advance in this industry.
And do you think companies are aware that they actually maybe want to change this? And do you think maybe seeing, you know, how stark that data is once it's collected might push them to do better?
They have to be accountable for the numbers that they are putting out there. So once we have this data collected, these contractors who are taking our taxpayer money, who are creating these projects through the funding that the American people have given them, will be held accountable to the American people to make sure that their workforces and the opportunities that they're providing are also benefiting the American people.
So this is a proposed rule change by the Biden administration. It actually hasn't happened yet. Do you think it will?
Well, the comment period for this proposal is open from now till April 23rd. And in this time, contractors, the public, can all express their opinions on whether this rule should be enacted or not. So it's really up to the Department of Labor on what action they take, but the comments will definitely play a role in that. So far, there's only one comment. So hopefully more folks will, knowing about this, comment on the regulation as well.
Hanisha Harjani is a reporter and a Poynter Koch Media and Journalism Fellow with the Fuller Project. Hanisha, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.